Stephen Wayne is digging into the Wayne Manor archives.
Rock and roll.
Inside Wayne Manor with Stephen Wayne and friends.
Hey, Stephen.
Hey, Mr. Swayze, how are you?
Okay, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well. I'm not doing as well as you, but I'm doing okay. How's things?
You're doing really great. Lisa and I are in New York promoting our dance movie, One Last Dance, finally. Hopefully it's not my One Last Dance, but we wrote it as a play so many years ago, like 18 years ago, and it's finally come to the world, and it's really an exciting moment, an exciting venue we get to be coupled up with the Joyce Theater, and so we're exhausted, but it's a beautiful world.
First of all, congratulations on a long career, because you've done some really cool stuff, dude. I gotta tell you, man.
Well, thanks. I've been working pretty hard.
And of course, we're talking about One Last Dance, which is a DVD, and you've got a performance tonight, correct?
Yes, sir. It's been a really... It's just been, magic's been surrounding this thing for all this time, the right people coming together, people willing to work for love, and then the Joyce Theater came along with this, you know, because they've been selected to, we're doing the fundraiser, mm-hmm. To build a brand new theater on Ground Zero.
Right.
And that is it just gives me goosebumps every time I get to say that, the honor of getting to be involved, much less be the fundraiser with One Last Dance to launch the whole thing is the ideal, on this sacred hallowed ground, I cannot picture a more beautiful thing to have happen there. That it's about the celebration of life, the continuation of life, and our artistry and what makes us special as human beings and children, and it just feels like it right kind of thing, you know. And what an amazing thing that it happened right when the same day that we're going to release this movie.
That's very, very, very cool. And anything that has to do with that, obviously, you know, everybody in this country should be proud of. And you should be proud of that because, I mean, not only are you one of those individuals taking the bulls by the horn and doing something nice for people, not only your friends, but people that may have suffered great loss during that terrible time.
That's true. And I don't think it's about me and aren't I wonderful. Mm-hmm. I think aren't we wonderful, because that's what this whole evening is completely focused about, is just how magnificent we are as human beings, and we should remind ourselves of that on a second by second daily basis. And you know, I kind of live from it with, you know, raising horses and, you know, cattle and wildlife, and is, you know, I kind of, it death is hard to deal with. Mm-hmm. And the only way I've ever found is to make a commitment to myself in that moment that I will honor that person or that being's spirit as long as I live. And if we do that, it seems like that's all we can do. And then turn it over to your higher power, you know, whoever he or she may be. And it's just a wonderful opportunity. And
quickly, before I let you go, but I gotta say, while I got you on the phone, dude, I am a huge Point Break fan, dude.
Me too, man. I love that movie.
Dude, that movie was awesome. And, I mean, if you had to choose any of the movies that you've done, and you've done a ton of them, man, what right now... as you look back to your long career, do you think is your finest work?
Well, everybody would say, oh, he's going to say Dirty Dancing or Ghost or something, but for me, the movie that changed my life was City of Joy in India, where I played this messed up doctor. But the movie that was the most me that I've ever done was Bodhi in Point Break. a character you love. I mean, that speech I have when he talks all the right stuff, you know? I mean, it's like, you know, we stand for something. We stand for the dead souls inching along the freeways in their metal coffins. We show them that the human spirit is still alive. You know, that kind of... I love this guy. He's like hardcore. He talks straight, but... You know, the moment he believes his hype and kills somebody, he's got to go down.
Right, dude. Right.
He's a great character because you could play him to where people would love him and just want to go on his ride. But, like all of us, the moment we believe our hype is the beginning of the end.
Well, Patrick Swayze, I can't thank you enough for calling in. And any guy that's got conviction like you, brother, that's hardcore, man. And we'll try and spread the word for you, my man.
But you got a great energy. I love talking to you. Hey, this is Patrick Swayze, and I'm hanging out inside Wayne Manor.
Dude, you rock! You rock, bro. Man, thank you very much and good luck. And get a hold of me when you want to talk about more projects.
I'll do it.
Thank you, bro.
Thank you, sir.
Peace.
God damn, you are one radical son of a bitch.
Everything Inside Wayne Manor with Stephen Wayne and friends can be found at www.insidewaynemanor.com. Episodes, playlists, contact, social media, and more. All inside WayneManor.com.